Meir Rabbi say, it's really not comfortable for me to speak publicly, to say opinions about Dvorim Ha'emdim Berum Mishalaylam. I should really leave this for Gedolim and Tzadikim, but there's a certain aspect over here that I believe requires a little bit more of an emphasis, and I would like to be ma'ira on one or two points. A number of people have asked me feelings, hashkofa, das teira. It would be pompous of me to give a speech about hashkofa and das teira. Much has been said about the importance in such an eis tzara, and it is an unprecedented eis tzara in so many ways. Much has been talked about the importance of his chazkus, b'teira, b'tfila. It is our koyach with our divrei svasayim, teira and tfila, that's ma'ira rach mishamayim. And I'll leave that for those that are gdolim v'tovim mimeni. What I would like to talk about is something else. And before I even begin, I'm going to say a very simple observation with a marshal. Imagine a big masmid, a big Talmud Chochem, who goes to bake matzahs. When he goes to bake matzahs, is there an avoda involved of hasmoda b'teira? Most definitely. He's taking off time from learning for a mitzvah. And if he's truly a masmid, he'll make sure that on the way to the bakery, the way back, he won't waste a minute of Torah. The fact that he's interrupted his regular storim, he won't allow that to interfere with his hasmoda. So hasmoda b'Torah is part of the Avedas Hashem connected with baking matzahs for that Talmud Chochem. But it would be simplistic for us to say that his avoda when he's baking matzahs is Shmira from Bittel Torah. Obviously, while he's baking matzahs, his avoda is just that, baking matzahs. His avoda is a tremendous zehiras, a pachad from the Isser of Chometz, a zrizas to being meticulous, not allowing any atzlus, not allowing any rifyin. His excitement with the fact that this is going to be matzah shel mitzvah, his kavona l'shem matzahs mitzvah, those are the integral parts of the avodas Hashem of baking matzah. Everything else is secondary. When he eats matzah on Leil Pesach, is the actual avoda of eating matzah zehiris from Bittel Torah? No. His avoda is to make a brocha b'kavona, to be mechaven l'shem mitzvah, to be mechaven l'shem shemayim, to be mechazik in amunah, and to be mekayim the mitzvah, teich kidei achilas pras, v'tachlis hadikduk. Rabbi Sai, the eis tzora that has come our way, min hashemayim now, presents us with a mitzvah that many of us are not engaged in on a regular basis. We're not Hatzalah members, nor are we people writing visas during the Second World War. We are not doctors. Most of us are not engaged in the mitzvah of Hatzolus Nefoshes. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has sent it our way. Every one of us now is a Hatzolah member. The aside of the Inyan of Pikuach Nefesh, Rashi says in Yuma and in Psochim, Rashi is Marich, somewhat Shaleka Darkai. The essence of what lies in the aside of Pikuach Nefesh, Deiche Kol HaTeira, Rashi says, is that Chaviva Nefesh Achas Mi'Yisrael Lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has such a love and sees such preciousness in every life that because of that, he commands us to go to absolute extremes and be Deiche Kol HaTeira, except the Gimel Averis, Bishvil Pikuach Nefeshes. And when I see a Hatzalah member going with the zrizas that they do, Rabbi Isai, I must confess, I'm often moved to tears. What the Hatzolah member is doing is on this world actualizing the philosophy of Pikuach Nefesh to such a reality that every millisecond counts. He is demonstrating that he has learned the lesson of Chaviva Nefesh Achas Lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nothing will stand in his way. No busha, no atlas, no tiredness. He's running with his pajamas in the middle of the night. What would be the difference if he would put on a shirt? Is that second going to save the life of the chayla? How likely is that? Let's be honest, it's very, very unlikely. But the very fact that that slight percentage is on the mind of the Hatzolah member, er will sich nicht vergehen, he doesn't want to allow, he doesn't want to indulge the chance that maybe that second will make a difference. That is such a chaviva nefesh achas lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When the briskerov is mahada on every possible tzad of a fleck in an esrig, is the reason why that's so choshev because etaka made the difference lamaisa? Or is the actual chavivas and the zahiris and the dikduk that's oyla l'rotzen lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu? On his level, the Hatzolah member is showing HaKadosh Baruch Hu chaviva nefesh achas lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rabbi Isai, we are in an unprecedented time when our actions can show how valuable the life of our lives and the lives of other people are. And thereby, we can be mahu af ato. Mahu b'HaKadosh Baruch Hu is chaviva nefesh achas lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's deicha everything. When we're deicha everything, bishvil the nefesh achas that's in sakona, we are ma'ire rach mishamayim. Mahu af ato. Whatever Rabbi say. This is a unique opportunity. Let us not try and find leniences. Let us recognize the opportunity to be machmir. When you say to a Hatzolah member, now why are you going so quickly to the chayla? Don't you know that the studies say 7.5 minutes is ample time? Why are you there after 90 seconds? He'll scoff and laugh at you. Do I care what other people consider ample? I want to do the ultimate. Rabbi Isai, I was taken aback when people said to me, you closed yeshiva on Tuesday, the memshala only said to close it on Wednesday. I'm not here to be yaitza the memshala. That's a minimum. I'm out to be machmir kefi ha'efshe in the mitzvah of pikuach nefesh and hatzolos nefoshes. And I'm urging everybody else to do the same. And if I didn't get it at the beginning, let this be my kapara and let me help others to understand the chaymer hashah and the chayvus hashah. Every other consideration besides pikuach nefesh is secondary, and the very fact that it's secondary is a kiyum of chaviva nefesh achas lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When we allow ourselves to be machmir and learn with a chavrusa on the other side of a long table in a house where there's only two people, of course there's a tremendous achrayas upon us to be mischazik in limud ha-Torah and not to allow any bittul Torah. But the very fact that we're allowing ourselves not to have the fuel of the koyach ha-tzibur shows and demonstrates our understanding of chaviva nefesh achas lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When we don't look for leniences as we're going to chasnas or whatever else it may be, whatever other mitzvahs, tzrochim, necessities we believe we have, we push them all aside. The Hatzolah member pushes aside everything because chaviva nefesh achas lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's true, The Gemara says that Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi allowed himself, because of his koyach ha-Torah, ha-yeles ha-hovim v'yal ha-schein, as the Gemara tells us in Ksuvus in Amadir, he allowed himself to sit next to Bali Rosson, who had contagious diseases. Rabbi Meir Simcha explains, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi was on such a high level of Torah, Kirab Shimon ben Yechoy v'chaveirov. Rabbi Yisai, for us to learn from Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi how to act l'maisa would be shvichas domim. It would be like telling a chayla, don't go to a doctor, because the Vilna Goyen didn't go to a doctor. What would the Chazon Ish and the Stipler say about such talk? Shvichas domim. And let me add, if I may, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi sat with Bali Rosson. It doesn't say in the Gemara that he then sat with other people. He put himself in danger and he allowed himself to be soimach on his incredible koyach ha-Torah. After all, every one of us who gets infected is upping the chance that somebody whose life depends upon it will also get infected. This is not just mahu chaviva nefesh achas. This is mahu rachum af ator rachum. Mahu chanun af ator chanun. It's achzorius for us to be lenient in the nyonim of pikuach nefesh. The mitzvah hashor, the chayvus hazman, is diktuk and hidur, meticulous observance of every tzad of chumra in pikuach nefesh. There's two days among the doctors, be machmir. There's a tzad to understand the CDC this way, that way, be machmir. What would the Briskerov do? What would Reb Chaim do? Be machmir. That would be the Ratzon HaTorah. I feel, Rabbi Yisai, if I may say so, a lot of what seems to be an apathy is really coming from an ignorance. The Mishnah says, Ezehu chochm, haroya es hanelad. What is true chochmah? When a person's capable of seeing what's coming as though it's a reality. He doesn't just intellectually recognize that there will be a neilad, as roya es hanelad. The young man who is carefree and smokes and does things that are injurious to his health because he doesn't really absorb the fact that one day he'll be 60 and then 70 and hopefully 80, 90 and so on, and he'll need every bit of health that he can muster. That's a lack of roya es hanelad. It's human nature. It's human nature, and in the winter, we don't want to believe that we're going to need air conditioners in the summer. This is human nature. We know intellectually something, but it's not real. What's happening over here, Rabbi Say, is that there's a virus. I don't have to explain the details. Everyone knows the Ikri HaSugya, and the more complex details, I don't know myself. But the basics are very clear. There's a virus that remains dormant and without symptoms for some time, and during that time, it can infect others. And those that are infected from catching it from others can have a danger that the person who gave it to them does not have. Sometimes people who are young or children who are hardly at risk themselves, every one of them who catches this becomes a sakana for old people. Rabbi Yisai, as Canaan, deserve, they are precious people. They deserve that we should care about them. I spoke to a younger man who's very close to me, whose kibud av va'em is exemplary. And I said to him, Replaini, how in the world could you even think that there's a mitzvah for you to daven with a minyan and then you're going to deal with your father who is in his mid-80s and you're going to put him at risk? That's a mitzvah? To his great credit, he immediately recognized the truth and he said, of course, I don't know why I didn't think of it myself. Izel choch marayas ha-neilad. We saw what happened in China. We saw what happened in Italy. Hashem yishmarenu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu can make it not happen over here. It's beginning to happen in Crown Heights, in Borough Park. Hashem Yisbaruch should help us. That those places, lo yu'una lehem kol oven, and for us here in Lakewood also, Hashem Yisbaruch yishmarenu. But dare we be makel and say to ourselves, it's not going to be a problem. I'm makel. Is that the way we bake matzahs? Is that the way we buy tefillin? Is that the way we eat food and our kashrus? Or are we proud to be machmir? is that the way our Hatzalah member acts, probably won't be a problem. Probably this day, this machla won't kill him. It should be good. Is that the way we act? Or are we proud to be machshiv, nefesh, achas, mi Yisrael? Rabbi said, let's do the right thing. Let's be machmir in inyoni pikuach nefesh. And together with that, as much as is possible, but on a secondary level, make sure that we can be shemar our sidrei Torah and tefillah as much as possible. And if we do that, Hashem is Baruch Zal helfen, Hashem is Baruch should help us all. He should see our tzora and he should see our understanding and appreciation and sensitivity for the sanctity and preciousness of life. Zochreinu l'chaim, melech chofetz b'chaim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a chofetz b'chaim, and if we demonstrate our understanding of that, we'll be zeichet to zochreinu l'chaim, melech chofetz b'chaim, yoyim el tzora seinu dai, yoyim el mashchis, menah mashchis u'magefo minach losecho. And we should be all zeichet to simchas, nachas, and surus tevis, me'atav adolam, shkoyach, rabbi, say shkoyach.